Tony, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. 9/11, the 10-year anniversary is on Sunday. Where were you 10 years ago, and what were you doing and what were you thinking?
I was in the was in the Blue House, which is the one of the buildings that Blue Cross, it's a historical building in downtown Lansing, actually pulling out of the parking lot, and I heard it on the radio, and then like everybody else for the foreseeable future was sort of stunned and connected to the TVs and radios and talking to each other. We had a lot of staff people in Washington. There happened to be a Blue Cross National meeting, and so part of that was making sure people got out okay, which they did, but it was a long process. So I can remember like it was yesterday, and that's pretty true for most anybody you talk to, as you obviously are doing today.
We are going to talk about a pretty cool celebration that you're going to have today, but I guess my journalistic mind, I've got to ask you this. It seems like everybody and their mother, except for my mom, sues Blue Cross Blue Shield. I hear this faction over here that says they're too big and they're trying to take advantage of us, and I hear this faction over here saying that Blue Cross is an easy scapegoat to try and sue. What's your take on that?
Well, generally, if you are as, we're a big company, and we generate, from a revenue standpoint, I think we sit at about 132 on the Fortune 500 list. And so you're a target for people that are looking for money. It's also a very complicated business, and so, unfortunately, it's part of what you have to deal with, and of course, from a PR, from a press standpoint, if the day's running well at Blue Cross, you're not going to report about it. You're going to report about it when somebody, when there is controversy, and so while it may seem that there's a lot of it going on, I think it tends to be overblown. Not that that some of the situations aren't serious, but it is a very, very complicated, large company, and part of what you do is deal with legal issues, and plus when you're successful, and this has been a successful company long before I got there, people like to take shots at you, and I think that's just part of what you have to deal with it as well.
Well, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network will celebrate the arrival of employees to their new home at the Capitol Avenue building. This project marks the latest in a series of efforts to support the state's core cities and will move about 300 employees beginning on Monday into the downtown Lansing location. Why the move, Dan?
Well, it's all part of what we've committed to. We started in Grand Rapids at Stecky's building 7 years ago, where we took our West Michigan operation and brought it downtown. And then obviously, as you look out in Lansing, it's pretty hard to miss the Board of Power and Walt Light building that the Accident Fund is now in. And with that move, the Accident Fund's old headquarters, which wasn't big enough for them because that business has grown so much over the last half a dozen years, it seemed to me to make sense to have our enterprise in downtown Lansing. So we sold our building out on Kreitz Road to auto owners, and of course they needed to grow, and they're growing and needed more space. And so basically, we'll have about 97% of all our enterprise employees in urban centers, including Grand Rapids, Detroit, in Lansing. I think we've got, like you said, 300 people coming down. That'll bring us to about 900 enterprise employees in downtown Lansing, which is a big deal, and people are excited about it. We cut the ribbon today, but there's been a lot of work going on to get the building ready over the last 5 or 6 months.
Dan, when my show was broadcasting live from the Mackinac Policy Conference on Mackinac Island, many of the folks we talked to talked about making Michigan into an IT cluster, to put these clusters all around the state. Why has Mid-Michigan turned into an insurance cluster?
Well, I think, frankly, and if you look at what Dan Gilbert, for example, is doing in downtown Detroit, the purchasing and the leasing out of buildings, Michigan is a fairly reasonable place to do business, especially if you want to do business and you're looking for talent. I will tell you, based on our recruiting at the Blues and at the Accident Fund, for example, that Mid-Michigan, for a lot of people, is a great place to work and live and raise a family. And so I think what you find, and we found certainly in our recruiting here, that people want to settle or resettle. It's interesting, too. We've got an awful lot of people that have come back to work either for the Blues or the Accident Fund that either went to Michigan State or lived here or grew up here, went away, and in their mid-30s, late-30s, decided they want to come back and settle. So, you know, we've got great opportunity. We've got in Detroit, I'm hearing anecdotally from folks, that there's a real interest in national companies settling back down here. So I think there's real opportunity. Certainly that's going on in Grand Rapids.
And final question for you, Dan. I saw a recent study that said the growth that the Blues are going through right now is going to add a lot of cash to a lot of different coffers. The city of Lansing needs more, and I know that $3.3 million in city property taxes are just some of the monies that are going to be earned by entities, by businesses, by having these employees in downtown Lansing.
Well, absolutely, and you've got the figure. You've got 1,000 enterprise employees, and they're spending money in Lansing. I think if you talk to Pat Gillespie and what he's done in Lansing City Market District, that was directly reflective of the Board of Power Light decision by the Accident Fund. And so, our people will be spending their money. They're excited about being in downtown Lansing, and so it's a win-win. It's good for us. We've concentrated in urban areas, but I think it's great for the region. And certainly great for the city of Lansing.
All right. Dan Lepp is the president and CEO for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Thanks for being downtown. Thanks for the presence that the Blues have made a commitment towards. And we look forward to talking with you again, Dan.
Great. Thanks, Tony.